Right now, it is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Workman. Of course, Judy is the author of the Serotonin Power Diet, co-author of Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also author of Simon Loses His Tummy, and Before Her Voice Was Still. Good morning, Dr. Workman.
Good morning to you, and I do hope your computer recovers in the next hour.
Well,
it can be incredibly frustrating.
Yes, and it's amazing how many. Our topic today is medication-induced menopausal moods, but there should also be a department for computer-induced either
stress.
Rage, stress,
absolutely,
or moods. You know, because it's pretty much the same thing.
Well, yeah, but you know, I have to confess that before I started looking into the information about this topic, how drugs that are usually prescribed for women after they've gone through their chemotherapy and radiation for breast cancer, if their breast cancer was found to be sensitive to the hormone estrogen, after all that treatment is over, many of them are prescribed, in fact, most are prescribed now, one of two classes of drugs that prevent the body from making any more estrogen at all, because estrogen is not just made, you know, in the ovaries, but also a pre-estrogen type compound is made by the adrenal glands. And so if people have a breast-sensitive or breast cancer-sensitive estrogen, you want to get rid of all the estrogen to prevent the cancer from coming back. So before I started, no, I didn't know anything about this. I knew I had friends who went on these drugs, but that was about it. And I spoke to a friend of mine who had gone through, you know, almost a year of all the treatments, and actually even had surgery after the chemotherapy and the radiation. And, you know, I really expected her to be in extraordinarily good spirits because, you know, the cancer, for all intents and purposes, was gone. You know, she had recovered from the effects of the radiation and the chemotherapy and the surgery. You know, her daily activities were back to normal. And she was depressed, extremely depressed. And she didn't understand why. I mean, she not only felt sad, you know, took no interest in anything going on. One of her children had just gotten engaged. It should have been a time of extreme joy for her. But she knew how to make the right motions, but she could not really express the joy that she should be feeling because of the depression. She also was very tired. She had trouble sleeping, she even had some gastrointestinal problems. And she told me that all of this was apparently, she had asked her doctor, was due to the drug she was taking, which is called tamoxifen. And apparently this was not unusual. So I decided, well, I better go look. I thought I'd just look into it, and it indeed is not unusual. In fact, one of the major side effects of taking this drug, tamoxifen, or another group of drugs called the aromatase inhibitors, these drugs are very likely to cause depression and other side effects in the women who take them because they are decreasing estrogen.
I'm sorry, I'm not a scientist, I'm just a pragmatist, and it's like, yeah, I mean, to me, and you know that I come at this indirectly,
yeah.
It is all part of the abject failure in the wellness and doctoring business to say, hey, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. So we've got this going on, but it is more than likely to create that. And because if you just put that out there up front, in the same, you and I talk about this all the time when it comes to medication, antidepressants, etc. If you just put out a solution for, it's like, hey, this is a legitimate side effect. I'm going to antidepressant. You're going to possibly put on weight. Instead of, oh, no, you won't. Oh, don't worry about it. Oh, wouldn't you rather feel better? I just went through this with somebody, not on the estrogen front, but on the, Wellbutrin. They wanted Wellbutrin because they weren't going to put on weight, and they didn't want to put on that 7 pounds, whatever.
Well, you know, I agree, and I think that you're right. I think if the woman had been told this is going to be a problem, these are some of the steps you could take to make yourself feel better, and don't feel that it's, you know, she was feeling so guilty, like, how can I feel this way?
I know.
Because I should be, thank God, you know, I'm cancer-free, at least as far as I know, and I, you know, I went through all this therapy, and I'm okay, I'm recovered, but she felt so guilty at feeling depressed. And so she went to see her oncologist, or called him, and he said, yes, 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 this is a very common side effect. Why don't you see a psychiatrist about getting an antidepressant? So this is sort of the clinker in this whole thing. So she goes to see the psychiatrist, and he says, oh, she said, you know, could I just take one of the more common antidepressants like Prozac or Zoloft or some other, or even Wellbutrin that you mentioned? And he said, well, you can't, because if you take these, and he sort of rattled off a list of antidepressants, they inhibit the effect of the drug you're taking, which is inhibiting the effect of estrogen to inhibit its effect on making your breast cancer perhaps come back again. And this was, you know, totally new to her, apparently not new to the psychiatric community, but, you know, it really goes to show you, it's a sort of interaction of one drug on another drug. And again, thank God, the psychiatrist she went to, you know, recognized this. And then, you know, so I did some reading about it, and apparently this was such a well-understood side effect that if you take certain antidepressants, it not only inhibits tamoxifen, but the FDA actually put out a warning saying, if you take something like Prozac and you're on tamoxifen, you may be putting yourself in danger of having your cancer come back, because the tamoxifen is no longer going to be able to work, because the antidepressant inhibits the effect of tamoxifen. And in doing some other reading, I just looked at a website from the Mass General in Boston, that hospital, on breast cancer, you know, suggestions to how to help women, you know, get over the side effects from breast cancer and go on with their life. And the suggestion was, well, if you can't take tamoxifen, you should consider taking this other class of drugs called the aromatase inhibitor, because they may be able to be taken and an antidepressant without any kind of interaction. But they also said, you know,
but they don't work as well.
You know, what are our support groups, you know, learn how to perhaps deal with the depression and other things, but the same way you might be dealing with the depression of menopause, you know, trying to exercise and to have people to talk to and to, you know, eat right and perhaps to have something to help you sleep, like melatonin and what have you. But that, you know, you should be able to get support in addition to having to take, or not even having to take, an antidepressant.
No, absolutely. But again, you know, this whole thinking that, oh, well, here, have another pill. You know, by the time you get here, have another pill to make you feel better that doesn't go with the one that you're taking that is actually helping. You know, by the time that all makes its own gravy, you kind of have a problem. And there's nobody there really saying, okay, just slow your rolls.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we didn't even talk about the fact that you may take the antidepressant and then gain weight.
Right.
In addition to everything else, I mean, you're absolutely right, Jill. And, you know, I guess one of the things is when people get sick, they get sick. And, you know, sometimes the body doesn't go back to working the way it did before you did get sick. And maybe even being able to accept that, oh, I'm going to be more tired. Okay, so I'll just take it easy. It may be harder for me to exercise. Okay, so I'll try doing some exercise in a way that, you know, gives me some enjoyment other than just by moving my body, like a social aspect of the exercise. You know, just like walking. You know, or, you know, I better really make sure I'm eating properly because I might be gaining weight. I think that kind of information, who gives it? I'm not even sure you can find somebody who would be able to look at the, as you would say, the holistic approach to dealing with all this.
And that is what's needed. So we will work on that.
They have to talk to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wertzman, Food for Mood.